Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arms Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, coming off a 6-5 victory the other night, what are you taking away from that performance?
It was nice to score six. We got a little bit loose. I know we had an unusual week with some bodies in and out of the lineup, so it probably wasn't our best, but we found a way to win. Obviously, we didn't like our first 10 minutes in the second period at all. But the most important thing is our guys dug in, even with some sick guys, dug in to obviously come back, and then had a pretty good third period, didn't give them much, and held on to the lead. So overall, not our best, but again, good teams find a way to win games when they're not at their best, and that's what we did.
Second meeting now in the season with the Smoke Eaters. What did you take away from that first meeting just under a month ago?
Yeah, so their offensive group, obviously we were here to watch their game last night against Penticton, and they played well. They got the one line that creates quite a bit of offense for them with the Hunter kid and Remesong, those guys. So we got to be aware that they're going to kind of attack off the rush. We got some weird dimensions in the rink as well. So they're good at playing at home. We know that. And that obviously they proved that last night, taking Penticton to overtime. So we got to be ready to play hard. We got to defend a lot harder than we did against Powell River.
Through 16 games this season, you guys have scored first 9 times, and in those games, you've won 7 of those. How important is it to get off to an early start for you guys?
Well, I didn't know that, so I think that we should try to score first. But it's one of those ones is, I guess, scoring first is a byproduct of being ready and starting the game on time. So it's one of those things, if we're ready to go and we're focused and ready to play our game, and then we do score first, it's always a good thing. But I think that's a byproduct of being mentally prepared and ready to go.
And last question for you. It's Liam Steele's second game now with the Silverbacks. What did you make of his first game with you guys, and what do you expect to see from him for the rest of the year?
Yeah, it was not bad. I think he's obviously a guy. He's a big kid. There's some different kind of habits and detail stuff that we need to work on, whether it be not taking so many pucks to his backhand. But I thought he was solid. I think he got better as the game went on. But he's a big kid. He's a kid that can move pretty well for his size. I think it's going to be a really good project. And whenever we do get to the point that he has kind of established those details and defensive details in his game, he's going to be a really good player for us. I think with his size, with his ability, you saw that he got up in the rush a couple times there against Powell River too. So once we kind of keep working on those things as we go here, I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck today.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Trail Smoke Eaters, Tim Fraggle. Tim, obviously coming off a 2-1 loss last night to Penticton, a great overall performance. What did you like from your guys last night?
I liked the second and third period. I didn't think we were great in the first. And probably the third and overtime, we generated more quality scoring chances than they did, which is the first time this year head-to-head that's happened. But I thought we did a pretty good job just playing a hard, heavy game against them.
Second meeting of the season now with the Silverbacks. Obviously, just under a month ago, you took them down 4-3. What did you learn from that first game, and how do you take that into tonight's game?
Yeah, I think, they've got two really good lines, and their power play was good against us that game, so we got to be disciplined here today. But I think them playing better of late, too, is really what I've learned. Like, I think they've won 4 in a row coming in, so they're playing a lot better team game now, and, we got to be ready for that. And a quick turnaround for us. So we got to have a good start today.
Obviously, like most of the teams in the BCHL, lots of injuries, lots of sickness going around. You guys are going with 11 forwards, 7 defensemen tonight. How do you adjust for that, and how does your team get ready for that?
Yeah, the ice time gets moved around a little bit. Like, typically when you go 11 and 7, you'll probably ride 3 lines a little heavier than normal. And then on D, it'll be your 6-7 guy who don't get out there much. And that's just the fact of going with that structure. But we have no choice with 3 guys out with illness, a couple guys with injuries, so down 5 guys. But, I mean, like you said, every team's going through it, so you got to grind through it.
Nick Remesong off to an impressive start, 8 goals and 6 assists already on the season. What do you like about his game and what you've seen so far early on?
Yeah, I mean, he's found his offensive stride. The last couple of years, honestly, he's been a good 200-foot, two-way player. We saw glimpses of, like, believing in his offense as a 19-year-old last year. But we weren't really sure. And then he came into camp and you know, is utilizing his shot. He's got a good shot. He's got a good IQ, knows where to go. And, you know, you're happy when a guy has a good start like that. And now he's talking to a number of schools. So it's been a good start for him as well.
And my last question for you, affiliated prospect in the lineup tonight, Cale Colwell. What can you say about that and what do you expect from him tonight?
Yeah, he's a big, rangy, kind of two-way forward. He came to our camp. We've had our eyes on him for a little bit as an 06. I like his compete level, and he's a bit of a Cy Young. He scores more than he sets up, so, you know, he's got a good touch around the net.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck today.
Thanks, Josh.